Welcome to Ghosts of Taos Podcast. I'm your host, M. Elwell Romancito, and I'm going to walk you through some of the stories, tales, and rumors of the supernatural, ghosts, and the paranormal of Taos, New Mexico. Thank you for joining me. Season 1, Episode 2, EVPs. What are they saying? EVPs are electronic voice phenomena. They are found on electronic recordings that are usually interpreted as spirit voices that come from other either intentionally recorded or unintentionally recorded phenomena. Now, ITC, which is Instrumental Transcommunication, is another designation for this kinds of communication, although any kind of instrument will do, like a pendulum. Ouija boards are also considered ITC, and then there are other more elaborate forms of ITC that involve digital photography, videography, frames per second. A lot of it is extremely technical, and I really don't have the time to get into it here. The point is that you're communicating with disincarnate beings. Here are some of the explanations of what EVPs actually are. Now, one of the first ones is that living humans are actually imprinting the digital media with their thoughts through psychokinesis. Another one is that extraterrestrials or trans-dimensional beings are communicating with us through these devices. Another explanation is that it involves radio interference. Not all our recorders are as well shielded as we might think. And then there's a tendency that humans have with their brains to sort of recognize patterns or to impose patterns where perhaps no patterns actually exist. You might want to call it auditory pareidolia. They're also considered crossed modulations of radio stations or faulty ground loops. Another explanation is that they're capturing errors due to overamplification. And then there's something called apophenia, where we're expecting actually to hear something. Some of the first work that I've done in paranormal investigations was an impromptu investigation that I did at the Mabel Dodge Lujan House here in Taos, New Mexico. I had an opportunity to attend a party. And the party was pretty low-key, and actually there was no noise bleed between the floors until we moved into the dining room. Now, there's a funny little story about that. From what I understand, Mabel Dodge Lujan liked to invite people over for dinner parties, and in the middle of the party, she would excuse herself and go upstairs into her bedroom. And that actually gave her an opportunity to listen through the floorboards of her room and then also the corduroy lattice ceiling that was going on down there in the dining room. And it carried the sounds and it allowed her to overhear people discussing her because they thought that she was out of the room. Yeah, that's the kind of person that Mabel was. She was real stir. But I had the opportunity to do some recording there. What I did was I took a very simple early digital recorder and I placed it in her empty bedroom on her dresser, and then I went downstairs for the party. Now, during the time that the recording is happening, You can actually hear some things. Some of them are some clacks and some clangs. And then there is what I would consider some class A or extremely understandable EVPs. I will include them here. I'm going to play the files for you three times so that you can actually hear. And I hope you have headphones or earbuds in, because you're not going to be able to hear the EVPs otherwise. The first one is a woman saying, "Help me, please." Now, she sounds younger. She sounds maybe in her early 30s. She's not a small woman, it doesn't seem. But she has a kind of fluty affectation to her voice. The second one that we're going to hear is a woman. I feel that this woman is in her 50s, perhaps in her 60s, and she's saying, "Come pet my new dogs." The third one sounds like an elderly woman, and she is saying happy birthday. Did I mention that the event that I was attending that night was Mabel Dodge Lujan's birthday party? So, there have been other EVPs that we've gathered. The New Mexico Research and Investigation of the Paranormal, and then myself as an individual investigator. It's very exciting to be able to actually hear a voice, and sometimes I think perhaps I am guilty of auditory pareidolia, except that there is a particular feeling that I get when I hear a Class A EVP. Now, you don't hear these in real time. You don't hear these when they're happening. You hear these after the fact, after you are reviewing your recording. So, this is just a little peek into some of the EVPs that I've gathered over time here in Taos. When we have more time, we'll get into it. But here in Season 1, we're just going to be covering some of the basics. Thank you for listening. If you're curious about the podcast, your host, our stories, or other information about the Ghosts of Taos, visit our website at ghostsoftaos.com for photos, videos, books, and more. I hope you'll join me again for the Ghosts of Taos podcast. Until next time. Shh! What was that? Thank you.
Thank you.